Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Aussie Blanco. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Alia reaches second base with a double. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alia scores. It's 1-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Thompson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Noop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitterwald moves to second. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noop strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Bob Allison pinch hits for Tom Hall. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Herman Hill pinch runs for Bob Allison. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morales. Thompson scores. Hill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Tovar moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar scores. Cardenas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Jim Holt pinch runs for Brant Alia. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Stan W.I. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. May hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tyskinski for a passed ball. Ortiz moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. LeMay pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.